A search operation resumes this morning at a house in Dundalk that was the family home of 8-year-old Kyran Dernan. Gardaí believe Kyran may have been killed up to 2 years ago. Tusla has said that Kyran was not in their care, but it had engaged with him and his family. It said it alerted Gardaí last August of significant concern about Kyran and has now opened an internal review into its interactions. Our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll, is at the scene this morning in Dundalk. And Mark, what is the latest where you are?
Yes, good morning from Dundalk, Mary. Well, it's now 1 week since Gardaí upgraded this case from a missing persons case to one of murder. However, the same questions remain. What happened to 8-year-old Kyran Dernan, and where is he? You join me here at the scene of a property that's being searched on Emer Terrace on the busy Castletown Road in Dundalk this morning, Mary. A lot of activity at the moment. Forensic investigators can be seen coming and going from the property. A few minutes ago, a lot of them arrived at the scene, put on their uniform and headed in, and were also discussing how this search operation today is likely to go as they stood outside the property. It's an extensive search operation, and sources say this could even run into tomorrow, Thursday. Gardaí have stressed that the current tenants of the house are not in any way connected with Kyran or his disappearance, but an extensive search operation is underway. The house itself will be the subject of a technical and forensic examination, while the garden to the rear of the property is to be excavated.
Let's turn to another significant development, Mark. Tusla has issued a statement in relation to this case. What have they said?
Yes, a very significant development in this case coming yesterday evening, Mary. The Child and Family Agency, Tusla, saying that while Kyran Dernan was not in their care, they had engaged with him and his family. They say that in August, they alerted Gardaí to a significant concern they had about Kyran. They say since then, they've continued to work closely with Gardaí, and in line with normal practices, all relevant information has been shared between both parties. Tusla also confirming that it has opened an internal review into its interactions with Kyran and his family, and that it has sent its files on Kyran to the National Review Panel, whose responsibility it is to independently review the investigation of serious incidents which include the death of children in care and children who are known to Child Protection Services.
Have we had any other reaction to yesterday's developments?
Yes, Mary, the Children's Rights Alliance has said that it's deeply concerning that a child could disappear for so long. Remember, Gardaí believe that Kyran may have been killed up to 2 years ago, and say the last records that they have for him relate to his attendance at a local primary school here in Dundalk up to around the end of the 2021-2022 school year. And the chief executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, Tanya Ward, has also said that this case raises bigger societal questions.
Child protection is everyone's business under our Children First legislation. And I think that's why it's just so deeply troubling that a child could disappear for so long. And for us, the case does raise serious system-wide and societal issues. And we believe that once the Gardaí conclude their investigation, we're calling for the establishment of a broad-based independent review with appropriate powers to really understand what happened in this case and ensure that it doesn't happen again.
And that was the Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, Tanya Ward, ending that report by our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.